finance and economics.
Emissions trading. When the smoke clears. Can markets reduce pollution in India?
India's battle with pollution has gone literal. To clean up Delhi's filthy air, officials now routinely deploy anti-smog guns across the capital. The Band-Aid solution reflects desperation. Air pollution, India's public health enemy number one, kills around 2 million people a year. Recent research, however, suggests that it may be vulnerable to a more abstract weapon, market forces. For 5 years, the Gujarat Pollution Control Board, or GPCB, a regulator in the western state of Gujarat, has run an emissions trading scheme in the city of Surat. The programme is modelled on environmental cap-and-trade markets in the west, but instead of carbon, pollution permits are traded. A company that wants to exceed the regulator's threshold for particulate matter emissions needs to purchase a permit from one that hasn't yet reached it. The mutually beneficial trade is meant to cut overall pollution. A new study suggests the strategy is working. Nicholas Ryan of Yale University and his collaborators have used a randomised controlled trial to measure whether the mechanism reduces pollution. They find that plants that have taken part in the trading scheme have emitted 20 to 30% less than those that have not. The programme, which is proving popular, has given firms clarity and flexibility, says Mr. Ryan. The study also exposes the failures of the previous command and control regulations, which remain in place in most of the country. Under these, plants are required to install equipment that abates pollution. They are then inspected periodically by officials who check if their emissions fall below the limit. But the system is ineffective. Before the launch of the emissions trading market in Surat, around 30% of the city's firms were breaching the pollution threshold. Monitoring was sporadic and enforcement weak. Regulators across India are understaffed and find it difficult to track factories, especially smaller ones. Many companies struggle to meet the cost of technology needed to limit their emissions. The market is more efficient. Bigger firms have found it cheaper to buy permits than to invest in reducing emissions. All told, the researchers estimate that the decrease in pollution yielded longevity benefits worth at least 25 times the costs. The findings are especially encouraging for policymakers grappling with the Indian economy's fundamental dilemma. It needs more factories for growth and job creation, but much less pollution. Can Surat's success be replicated? Unlike carbon, particulate matter is a localised emission, and so trading can only happen in industrial clusters, of which there are hundreds across India. But there is no reason why similar markets cannot be established in them, says Chirag Bimani, who helped launch Surat's market. Last year, a pollution market was launched in Ahmedabad. The researchers are also working with the regulator in Maharashtra, a neighbouring state, to introduce a market for sulphur dioxide, another pollutant. In order to take off, those markets will require reliable data. In the years leading to the launch of Surat scheme, the regulator helped install what are dubbed Continuous Emissions Monitoring Systems, or SEMS, in the city's factories. These devices, placed in ducts and chimneys, can track emissions concentrations in real time. The National Pollution Regulator has now said that highly polluting firms must install similar systems. The sensors and improved data address a weakness in existing regimes by making it easier to monitor emissions. But setting up a market and enforcing its conditions also requires more bureaucratic capacity. In Surat, the process took years as GPCB officials and plant managers were trained up. The same will be needed wherever new markets are launched, requiring investment and legislation, says Karthik Ganeshan of the Council on Energy, Environment and Water, a think tank. Nor can markets alone defeat air pollution, of which industry emissions account for only 30%. For Indian taxpayers, however, they seem to deliver rather more bang for their buck than those anti-smog cannons.